Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Jeremy Wendt, here with Justin Campbell from Upperman High School. How are you? Welcome.
Thanks. Yeah, great. Doing great. And thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming out and chatting, telling a little bit about yourself and about what you're doing at the school. And our listeners have had a lot of educators in here. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to have one that may have been my student at some point.
Yes.
That's moved on to great things. That always makes it fun. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure.
Where are you from originally? What are you doing today?
Okay. So I'm from Jamestown, Tennessee, originally. I've been in education for almost a little over a decade, I guess 13 years, somewhere around there. I've went to Tech. I started my teaching career at Pine Haven Elementary, moved to Upperman High School as a teacher, and then from there as a jumping off to administration at Prescott South Middle School. And then here I am at Upperman High School now as the head principal.
Head principal, which there's a lot of layers to that. We're going to try to unpack a few of those things.
Yeah.
So my first question I always start with, favorite teacher growing up, and I've had some fun answers. Mm-hmm. So obviously you can't say me since I was in that progression. Typically a K-12 teacher. Tell us somebody who had an influence on you early on.
Well, I've always said my favorite teacher is my father. So I had my dad as a teacher in sixth grade. And I did learn a lot in there, but to be honest, the skills that I took away from there was mostly accountability, work ethic, and having grit. And to me, that was what was instilled at home also, but in the classroom, and his consistency every day. He's working every day. He was teaching and making a difference, and there was no days off in that classroom. But we all felt like we were all working toward a common goal. And that dedication, that work ethic is kind of what I've built my career off of and following, I hate to say in his shadow, but really following his example. And yeah. So that's what made him the best teacher for me.
Wow. So your father as a teacher. So in the did you ride to school with him?
Oh, yes.
At that point?
Oh, yes.
So if you didn't have your homework done, I bet that ride to school was kind of rough.
Definitely. And thankfully, I was a quick study, so I was really good about getting it done at school so I could have, for basketball practice or whatever it may be afterwards, I didn't have to worry about working on homework. So that was beneficial. But yes, he kept a tight ship and made sure we was on the track.
Yeah. So. I had Dr. Amy Brown. We talked a little while back, and her dad was her principal.
Yes.
And so she said that was – at times very difficult because he treated her exactly like every other student. There was no special slack or circumstances.
And that was the same situation for me. So my father was an assistant principal also as a teacher. In a small school, you usually do both. And so he was both, and then eventually he was principal of that building. But yeah, I experienced a little bit of that myself.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So in terms of you finding your way into teaching, was that something that you always knew, or did you just kind of figure that out? Did you come to Tech, start out undergrad, I'm going to be a teacher, or was there some movement?
Finance was my major.
Okay.
So I really enjoy finance numbers, I should say. I don't know about algebraic stuff, but I really enjoy finance. And so that was really my passion. And then about halfway through at Tech, I wanted to make a bigger difference. I had a good conversation with my dad and some other mentors. And so where I kind of landed is I want to make a difference. I want to have something new every day, and I want to make sure that I'm giving back to my community. And that's when I saddled up and decided to become a teacher.
And then you did secondary.
I did.
Correct?
Yes. 7-12.
You started out 7-12. Funny background, because similar, I don't know if you knew this. I started out as a business undergrad major.
Oh.
But I actually finished.
Oh,
before I jumped. I made the jump into education. So I have a 4-year business degree also.
Look at that.
And then found that calling is so much more rewarding in a lot of ways. And there's there's rewarding areas in business, but certainly education, it is daily.
Agreed.
Challenges and rewards are really amazing along the way. So you've been a teacher for a while.
Mm-hmm.
How did you make that leap into administration? Because I know our teachers that are listening, or our pre-service teachers, our college students who are thinking about teachers, I don't think a lot of times people set out to be a principal. I think you get there, but I don't think a lot of people set out, especially going to college. Obviously, you can't even do that as an undergrad.
Right.
You have to have some experience first. What did that look like?
So every career jump that I've made, I've always based it on what the needs are for the school, the county, and me personally. And for me, being in the classroom, I've done a little bit of everything in education. And so before I made that jump into administration, I wanted to make sure that I knew every perspective that was possible. I coached, I did the academic team, I've helped start clubs, I've co-sponsored on clubs, I've done every level. I've done everything from advanced placement down to just, you know, your regular run-of-the-mill courses you need for graduation credit. I did middle school. I did high school. I tried to make my portfolio as verse as possible, and I wanted to have that perspective. So whenever I do end up in an administrator's role, I know how to address questions. I can pull from that I've experienced, and I know what works and what doesn't work. So long answer to say, I wanted to make a bigger difference, but I also wanted to make the right difference. And to make the right difference, you've got to have experience. And, you know, I did say that I have a little over a decade in experience. And I always say that not all experience is the same experience. You know, a lot of what I've done is a lot of digging in and a lot of different things to be able to be where I'm at now. And so if anybody who ever wanted to make the leap to administration, I'd always say, make sure that you have as much experience in as many different parts of education as possible. So whenever those tough calls come, you can look at what's best for the kids and make that determination based on what you've known, seen, and experienced.
Mm-hmm. I recall as a middle school principal seeing you at the gym, at the volleyball game, yep. 8 o'clock at night.
Yes.
knowing that that's part of the learning curve and the responsibilities for that principal.
It is.
I think people forget that sometimes. You know, they don't quite understand the long days and the long hours and some of the responsibilities for those principals.
And what you do with those hours. You know, I always said that being an athletic director, it is a time commitment. But when you have that time, I would memorize what plays happened so that the next day, and I'd write them down, so the next day when I seen a kid, and I actually just did it today with one of our students at Upperman High School. You know, they had a good play last night. I made sure to write that down whenever I got to my vehicle after the game, and that's the first thing I talked to them about today. So using that time wisely, being there is only half of it, but being involved and having purpose and using that for the kid the next day and showing them that you do care, I think is how you get the most out of your time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And having that, I know that the student is excited about that personal,
they are.
That personal attention.
They love it.
Yeah.
And that's the reason we're there.
Yeah.
Is to build them up and help get them in opportunities and help get them to a place to where they see that others do care and we're invested and we want to see them do well.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. For sure. And I want to come back to, in just a little bit, we're going to come back to the sports angle, because
yes.
that's a big deal at Upperman.
It is.
So we'll come back to that. But so in the meantime, the steps to get back to Upperman, from a teacher back to an assistant principal, then back to full principal, you were at Prescott for a little while.
Yes.
What does that look like compared to where you're, because you're at the high school level now, and I know middle school is very different.
It is.
They're just different people. I mean, yes. You know, my children have been in all those stages. They're just different people.
Yes.
You know, middle schoolers to high schoolers, even to the elementary kids, you know, they're in different places in life. How did you do there? How did you thrive? How did you help? What did you do? What did you think about that setting?
I always say that I'm a product of the people that are around me. Throughout my career, I've had great mentors as teachers, as fellow administrators. I've always had somebody to lean on. So I'm a product of those people. And so having Tara Brooks, which is the principal, and seeing her direction, her goals, and what she wants to accomplish, and then playing off that and try to fit my way into whatever system that she has to make sure that we're doing the best for the kids, that was the secret to the sauce, was making sure that I'm following the right people. And whenever I applied for that assistant principalship, I knew immediately in the interview, whenever Ms. Brooks was talking to me, that this is the place that I want to be, because I want to work for Ms. Brooks. She has direction. She has ambition. She has exactly all the elements that I think I can complement. And so I think that's a huge part of it, and that's what made me thrive, is seeing her work ethic, seeing what she's doing, and always looking at the next step. I mean, we started planning in January for the next following year. That blew my mind. I couldn't even fathom, like, we're not even to testing yet, and we're already thinking about next year and what we can do to make it better. So a lot of what I do now that makes me successful is what I learned that made me successful at Prescott, and that's all from the administrative team I was part of.
Mm-hmm. And so many moving parts.
Yes.
You know, that team – there are so many things coming at you as a principal. I mean, even as a teacher, but then as a principal, it's just on a different level.
Yeah.
You know, the number of things coming. And so having that team in place, knowing your roles, responsibilities, yes, understanding it's a well-oiled machine, mm-hmm, when it's working well.
Correct.
When it's not working, you know, it's difficult. There are difficult times. Yes. You all have all kinds of, I know at Prescott, there were all kinds of programs, and we talked to Ms. Briggs, mm-hmm, just a few weeks ago about the career path piece.
Right.
And so that's a lot of fun. Were there any pieces of Prescott that you drug along with you? You were like, we did this program and I loved it and I'm grabbing onto it and dragging it with me.
Yes. So there's several of them. A lot of them, we have the foundations at Upperman for a lot of the things that we had at Prescott. So the foundations are the same. The execution of the foundation of the programs, I think, is really what we're looking at. So at the middle school level, everything's just a little smaller scale. Whereas at the high school level, it's a bigger scale. So it's just a little different challenges, but the processes, they still work. And so a lot of the processes that made Prescott programs succeed, we've kind of used those at Upperman High School. So like I said, all the things that I learned at Prescott, the ones that worked, we made sure to make it work at Upperman as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to take a short break and then we'll transition. It's a good, clean break. We'll switch over and we'll talk a little bit about Upperman.
Perfect.
Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm your host, Jeremy Wendt, talking with Mr. Campbell from Upperman High School. And so we are just talking a little bit about Prescott, a little bit about some of the things that you had done there. And let's make the jump to Upperman.
Sure.
It's quite the jump.
It is.
Really. I mean, just in terms of the scope and scale and the things that are different at the high school level. So I know you're still fairly early in that process. It's, mm-hmm, not like I've been at the high school for 10 years.
Right.
It's a little shorter time, but how do you feel so far? What is just dramatically different from Prescott, from the middle school?
The scale. I think a lot of what we do, and I experienced this, is I started off my career as a middle school teacher, and then I became a high school teacher. And so it's the same feeling of everything that you do as a high school teacher. It just feels like the scale is larger. It feels like the difference that you're making is just a little bit more relevant because you only have a couple years with them until they're out into the real world. So the things that you do and the things that you're teaching them, the work ethic you're instilling, whatever you may be trying to do, that's going to directly translate to whenever they become voting adults, mm-hmm, whenever they leave and they graduate,
right,
which
right.
is huge.
It's a little more urgent.
It is. And so that's kind of the way that the lens that we use as administrators at the high school is that what we're doing, are we providing opportunities for our kids, for one? Are we making sure that what opportunities they want, are we giving them stepping stones to get there? Are our pathways being fundamentally pushed in the way that we should be pushing them? And are we getting the right literature to the right kids? You know, we want to make sure that you find something that you're interested in so that whenever you do leave, you have that focus. And so through our pathways and through a lot of the opportunities that we have at Upperman High School, we're able to get kids pointed in the right direction. And so that's the big change from being I was just a middle school assistant principal. So I wasn't a principal. So maybe that weight is kind of the same as a middle school head principal, but jumping to head principal of a high school, that's very much my focus, is making sure those opportunities are there and helping kids achieve the goals that they want. And then the ones that maybe are unsure, let's find them a place to be sure. Let's find them a place that they're interested in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What type of programs do you all have that focus on those career choices? I mean, I know generally, mm-hmm, students go into a track and they sort of track along, yes, with those the things that they're interested in, but I'm sure there are opportunities to present, to talk to them, careers.
Definitely.
What kind of things do you all do?
So there's a lot. I'm going to try to list a few of the popular ones, but I'm going to miss some of the others.
Okay.
You know, construction's huge for us. Construction's huge. We have a lot of young men and women who really want to take that path. And there's every year there's a different level to that. And that's the pathway with all of our career, our CTE side. We have aesthetics, which cosmetology is kind of looped into that. So aesthetics is something new this year that we're having at Upperman. So we brought that opportunity, the county did, to Upperman High School, which we're very appreciative of. It's a wonderful opportunity for our kids. And then we have agriculture. We have family consumer sciences. We have so many different things that can get kids working with their hands. You know, we talk a lot about at the school level, we talk a lot about the catch and release. So you've got your core subjects, you know, you're setting, you're learning, you're, we're pushing them, we're keeping the kids accountable. And then when they go to their, let's see, their pathway, then they have that chance to, okay, now this is an English class. You know, today we're making a pasta today. Like, I need to make sure these measurements are right. I need to make sure I'm doing the right things. And of course, that's a basic example, but within our building, we have just a lot of different ways to level things for kids to be able to have that. We're holding them accountable in these classes, these core classes. Then we're going to go to our pathway where our interest is, and we're going to see how those two things connect so that we can better ourselves whenever we leave here. And that's the real goal and the focus of the school. So, but pushing our core into our CTE and all of our programs and making sure that we're, you know, kind of coupling those things together so that they see the relevance by what they're doing across the building.
Yeah. And it is a big deal because we want students to have post-secondary opportunities.
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of the big thing is we want all students to, we want them to be job ready, but we really want them to be ready to enhance their high school careers, you know, either going through community college or VOTEC or university. I mean, it's all post-secondary. It's all things we want. We want to funnel all those students, have them prepared to go whichever path that is the way. So another piece of that, I know that so with the career technical side and then you've got the academic side, have you added in new programs? Cause I know it's always fun to be the new person. Sometimes you're just like, we're just going to kind of hold on to the, you know, the steering wheel this first year. But then next year we're going to throw this. I want to change this. How have you balanced that?
So we do have some new things that are coming. I can't really speak too much on those yet, but we do have some new things coming and we're making sure to get those out to the kids for whenever they solidify so that they have opportunities to sign up for those classes. By the way, I need to plug audio visuals. Our audio visual class is wonderful. It's a career path on the other side of CTE of the building. It's fantastic. And Miss Dobbs does a wonderful job. She does all of her announcements in the mornings, all that's video produced. It's wonderful for the kids. So I knew I'd forget one or two if I tried to list all of them, but I wanted to plug that one because it's so good. And a lot of kids really enjoy it. But on the academic side, you know, we work with the Future Ready office, and we make sure that we have dual credits, and we have so many opportunities on the academic side. But we've got some more coming in too, and we've got a lot of new opportunities. I think these are going to catch some students' interest, and at the end of the day, that's really what we want to get.
So. Yeah, well, and that's something that, as a community member, so over the years, you know, and I know that you hear this. Well, Cookeville's bigger, and they've got this and that, and Upperman, you know, doesn't have it. I think it's more nuanced than that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that there are so many things that are available, and as Upperman has grown over the years, I feel like there have been more things that have been added in that are beneficial to the students. And obviously, you can't have everything. I mean, you know, you can't have French for three students. I mean, you know, but there are also good virtual learning options. And I know that there are some classes that are countywide that students can take if they really want those advanced, very specialized academic courses, or they can just do dual credit.
Yes. And that's what we talk about a lot. And we have a faculty meeting today, or PLC after school today, with the faculty. And the last one we started off, I say, you know, the comparison is the thief of joy. You know, we don't need to compare ourselves to other schools. Let's do the best that we have here, and let's provide opportunities that we can. And we can, like you said, we can offer some things that are around the county, and we can get kids to where they need to be. But on the other side of that, just having a faculty that wants to push in direction of what their passion is. So a great example, you brought up French. We had a Spanish teacher who really wanted to have an honors section of Spanish, wanted to take Spanish to the next level. That we had a group of students who were all about speaking Spanish. They're looking to do that in post-secondary, and they really want to kind of foster that. And so what we did is we looked at the schedule, found out where we could put a Spanish 3 honors in, and then we've got those kids going. They're going to field trips. They're speaking 90% of their classes in Spanish. They're pushing to try, and we've got people coming from tech coming in and watching and giving advice and trying to facilitate them in the right direction. So just having faculty members who want to take the kids toward their passion and see that there's a need gives me as a principal leeway to say, okay, I need to make this schedule. How do I make sure that I can fit this in And so a lot of it comes down to faculty, to administration, to make sure that all the right pieces are in the right places.
Mm-hmm. And it's important. I know it's important for you when you hear those things to say, yeah, let's try that.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's going to be beneficial all the way around. You've got somebody who wants to do it. So that's, you know, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal for the students, too, that, you know, that want to follow that pathway and really want to just dig into a subject.
Correct.
So
yeah,
that's exciting. Okay, well, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back and jump back in and talk a little bit about sports at Upperman, because I want to hear what's going on there.
Sounds good.
Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm your host, Jeremy Wendt, talking to Justin Campbell from Upperman High School. So we were just talking about some of the ins and outs of a high school principal, what Upperman looks like, mm-hmm. all the offerings. And I will say, this occurred to me before the break, that any offerings that you have are exciting.
Sure.
I don't know if you know, but I went to Coalfield High School, okay. which is a K-12 school.
Oh, wow.
And so our in East Tennessee, and a little further east than you,
yeah.
but we had very few things. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was, you know, when you have a class, my senior class was smaller than 40. When you have a class size that small, you know, it's hard. You have to really get a group like six or eight of us got together and convinced a teacher we had a pre-calculus class. But that was it. You know, it was it was very small. So really, I chuckle when I hear community members say, oh, well, Upperman's small and it, you know, doesn't have this or that. And I think it does.
It does.
There's so much to offer there. And it's such a great climate and such a great school. I take it pretty lightly when I hear that.
And I think a lot of that's on us too, as a school, to make sure we get that out to the public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had, and I'll just real quick, I had five boys come up to me this week, and they said, you know, we're not athletes. We don't play a sport, but we work out 4 days a week. We love going to the gym. We practice form. We're very much into it. Is there any way that we can get into a strength and conditioning class? And so I brought that to the faculty. I had a teacher that instantly said, I think that's great for the kids who aren't athletes. They're not playing a sport, but they are athletes. They're wanting to lift weights and get stronger. And you know, I'm a pretty big advocate for that.
Right.
And so I said, 100%, if we can make it work in the schedule. So it takes a small group and a teacher that's willing to head that, I will 100% say yes to that. Whatever I can do to make that work, we're going to try to make it work. So, I mean, those are just examples of offerings that just come up by the students, by their interests and what they need. And it's our job as faculty and administrators to get the kids what they need and what they want. So,
yeah. And I do think that is the type of thing that is a perk at a smaller school.
It is.
You know, it's a little easier to catch the principal and say, you know, can we do this or have you thought about this? And, you know, because sometimes in the larger schools, you can get kind of lost in the shuffle or have an interest that may be hard to find the right person and convey that. And so I do think, obviously, I've experienced both worlds, mm-hmm. graduating from a very small school, but having my children go through the school system here, there are pros and cons to both.
Sure.
And I do encourage people, because we've had those conversations a lot, you know, with people in Putnam County, with it being open, you know, do I send my kids to Cookeville or Upperman or even Monterey?
Right.
You know, is and I say all three of those are great options. I think
I agree.
It's whatever is best for your student, which is a big perk mm-hmm. in Putnam County
yeah.
still today, I feel like.
I agree completely.
Yeah. So sports. So let's talk sports. So I know just as an outsider, and I don't have children at Upperman, but I know that the sports programs are through the roof. So
yes.
So what's the secret? What is the secret? Why do we have so many Upperman winning teams in so many areas?
I think on the same page is the best way to say it. So as a faculty, our operating principles is accountability, respect, and motivation. And every sports team that we have operate on those same exact expectations. But also, we have great coaching staff. We have a great supportive community that follows us. We travel well. We've got a lot of support after games. I'm talking to parents, during games, talking to parents. We have a lot of people that are invested in our programs. And when you have people invested in our programs and people who want to see it, they want to see more, I guess, opportunities, again, to not to overuse the word, but more opportunities in the athletic side mm-hmm. of our school, then you're always going to have more kids that are invested. You're going to have more push for whatever you may need or what you would like to get for the kids. It's going to get us to that next level. And you see that with our basketball, with our football, our other sports, which also, you know, I named the two largest ones because we're great everywhere. Softball, mm-hmm. baseball. We have so many kids that play different sports. So mm-hmm. we have multi-sports athletes, which mm-hmm. I'm a big advocate for too. I think that is great. And a school that's our size, I hesitate to say small. You know, we're still over 900 kids. I mean, that's not real small to me.
Right.
But either way, having kids that play multiple sports, training different muscles, hearing from different coaches, but having coaching staff that are all pushing the same goals, have the same expectations, have the same accountability, and they see that from multiple coaches. They're working different strategies, and they're seeing different perspectives. Just makes our athletes a notch above.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We see that carryover with athletes like Nico from mm-hmm. UT. I mean, he was a volleyball player,
yep.
a men's volleyball player, and you think, okay, how did he make literally the leap, the jump from volleyball to football? But there's so many skills that if you're training for volleyball specifically, that are going to carry over, and vice versa. You know, whereas yes. if you're not doing that, you're just solely training for football, you may miss some of those different skills and the agility. You know, so I see that carryover and where it can be advantageous.
Definitely. And wrestling, of course, is a great couple with football.
Mm-hmm.
Footwork, the flexibility, the movement, the strength needed. You know, we have a great, of course, we have a state champion now, Grady.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some wonderful wrestlers that are coming through, and Coach Stinnett, Cameron Stinnett, is phenomenal working that program. So we've got a lot of the right coaches in the right positions pushing the kids in the right direction. And that's really the secret to the sauce. But also, we all work together. You know, my athletic director is amazing. Coach Jimmy Maynard, he is, you know, been an education administrator. He's been coaching for, I don't know, 40 years, more than that. He's kind of my mentor in a lot of these things that I talk to him about. But he is doing a great job of making sure that everybody's on the same page. We're supporting all the programs the best that we can in every way. And that's a lot of it too, is showing that even though your program is maybe not to the same level as another one, but you're still going to, we want to strive to get you there. We want to strive to make sure everybody's on the same playing field. Nobody's above anybody else. We want to make sure that we're treating everybody the same, which mm-hmm. is good.
Yeah. Any push from the community or students for new sports?
Yes.
Is that something that's been on the horizon?
Yes, definitely. So we've got boys volleyball.
Okay.
Is pretty big right now. So we, okay. Susie Dobbs, who I had mentioned about AV, she is our boys volleyball coach. So that's a new program that's coming, that is here, I should say.
Okay.
Not coming, it's here.
Okay.
We're practicing, we're playing, which is great. Tennis is something that we now have in Baxter, which is fantastic. So we have a tennis coach and Miss Trinity Davis. And there's some other things that are coming down the pipeline that kids are showing interest to. So
yeah.
Whatever they show interest to, we'll try to support it best we can.
Yeah, that's always exciting. You know, that's, yeah. I think that's a big deal when there's something new.
Mm-hmm.
Again, going back to my smaller school, I mean, we were basic sports. We didn't have volleyball, didn't have soccer. I mean, it was very limited at that point, and I think there were students who would have liked to competed in those other sports.
Yes,
you know, and so to me, having those groups and connections with a sport is equally as important as being in the band or the chorus.
Yes.
You know, having your group, I feel like it's important to have, to be plugged in somewhere. I think I see students thrive that way. I feel like they're more successful.
I agree.
When they find that interest and that niche, and then they can run with it. I know you all have a strong theater program.
We do.
And I'm not sure about other programs. I'm just not as familiar, but I know you have the theater, band.
Band, art, and journalism has taken off. I added another section to journalism this year to kind of a, there's two sections now, so there's one that's like an intro, and then there's one that's a little bit more involved. Miss Craig does a wonderful job with both of those classes and make sure that she's getting those kids those journalism skills that they need. But she also does drama, so she's part of her play, the big part of her play. She's the one that puts it on. And then, of course, Jason Robbins has a great art department, and our fine arts, and Mr. Oliver and Miss Phillips does band and choir, and they're phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. So there's, and we have guitar class. I mean, there's just so much that we provide at Upperman that was not readily available when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. I'm just very proud of the people that I work with and the programs that we have for sure.
Yeah. And anything that was surprising, were there programs that you didn't even really know about that you're like, oh, that's available? You know, people have asked and, you know, that you didn't even realize it was available until you started really digging in.
So when I was first hired, I studied the programs that we had, the registration document. I studied it over and over and over, and I just went to the teachers like, okay, explain to me the difference in aesthetics and cosmetology, because I'm not sure. And so there's a lot of that, but there's still things now that when I come into a classroom, I try to be in classrooms every day. I'm visible. I'm in the halls. At the end of the day, I'm a teacher that was hired as a principal. I'm mm-hmm. a teacher first. And so being with the kids is the reason I even got in this career. And then, so being in those classrooms, I see things that they're working on that I was not so sure that we were even doing. And then it's just so impressive by all the things that we're doing at Upperman. It's special to be a part of, to be honest.
Yeah. So what's next? What's on the horizon? What big things do you see down the road? Are there grants that you're working on? Are you building expansion? What do you see down the road a few years? Yeah. I guess we can start. Let's, in reality, what do you see?
Right.
Because I know how that works. But like in a perfect world, 5 years from now, you're still the head principal. Where would you like to see Upperman be?
Well, fundamentally, it's, and I've said it 100 times, but it's the opportunities that we're giving kids and growing those programs. I want to see those programs become more, I guess, valuable to what these kids' interest is and what our students need. So that's first and foremost, whether that be ACT and us pushing ACT, whether that be our CTE paths and making sure kids are working with their hands. And we know we've got some businesses that are coupling up with us, which are good. And we've got some apprenticeships that may be possible. And our central office is wonderful with helping that. Ms. Jackie Vester is such a good help with getting programs in the right direction. She's over CTE. So she's fantastic. As far as projects, we do have a few projects. We have a barn that is going to be built, which is super exciting. We have two FFA teachers. So we have two ag classes. We have small animal and large animal. So expanding that, we have a lot of small animal because those are easy to house, but mm-hmm. we need some large animal. And so having that barn and having some large animal and showing the kids a little more practicality in working with those animals, I think, is important. So we have that coming up. And then as we grow as a school, we have to grow facility-wise too. And mm-hmm. so there's a few things that we're working on today to make sure that with our booster clubs, to make sure that the programs or their facilities are taken care of. And, you know, we're adding some anything from repainting to expanding. And so in the dream world, I would like to say that all those are possible, but, you know, some are on a 3-year plan, some are on a 5-year plan, and then some are, you know, maybe 10 years from now.
Right.
But if I'm even still, you know, helping out that school. So I guess the point is we want to grow as much as possible in every direction that we can.
Yeah. Well, and obviously the starting point is having a plan and having some dreams and aspirations. So we've hit the end of our time. I appreciate you coming out and talking to me today.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you.